Blog Talk Radio.
Got some bad news from my physician. My heart started pounding as I listened to what I was saying. Cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was told in the 34th chapter of the Book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, He'll deliver us from the foe. Trust in life and you, I know you're gonna bring me through this trial that I'm not in. I know it's gonna get hard sometimes. And when those moments come, I'll rest within your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long,
don't matter how long, don't matter how long.
I'll be patiently praising you.
Patiently praising you.
Every day is a brand new day. Gotta take some time to renew my faith. Ain't saying nothing of what the Bible says in the Book of James. The cry of faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise them up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise Him along the way. Come on, trust Him, I'm the trust.
Patiently Praise Him by Fred Jenkins. Listen, brother and sister, when God been good to you, you're going to wait. When you know He's helped you in the past, you're going to patiently wait. Doesn't matter what the doctors say. It doesn't matter what anyone say. Doesn't even matter what you think. when you know that you know that you know that it was God that did it for you, guess what? You're going to patiently wait. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Before we have a word of prayer, I want to take a moment and thank Pastor for her being faithful. And also, my understanding is that Evangelist Renee, we've been faithful. And I don't know what's going on. And right now, I just know I'm thankful that God have allowed a couple of people in my life to be there for me. And I just want to thank God. I want to give him praise. Give him praise for having those that are faithful. Listen, brothers and sisters, being faithful ain't no easy thing. But I thank God that I know I got some folks that I can count on. I ain't worried. It takes worry from you when you know you got some folks that are going to help you and be there for you. So I truly thank Pastor Bill for her faithfulness, and along with Evangelist Renee. She gets in where she fits in. And if she don't fit in, she might even make a spot. So, but I'm thankful for that. And I'm going to ask Pastor Bill. And I want to thank all you that's online that I saw some of your comments and I saw some of you was wondering what was going on, but I did announce it. Hey, we back in the saddle. That's all I can tell you. Ask Pastor Bill if she'd give us a word of prayer, and we won't spend no more time on that one. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Peter 1 and verses 5 and 6. And thank you for your encouraging words, too, Pastor.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
The scripture reads, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness." Amen, amen. I might as well do verse 7. "And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity." Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings. We thanking you, Father God, that our pastor had a safe trip.
Yes.
Here and back home. Thanking you, Father God, for traveling mercies, Father God. And Lord, we just give you thanks for all the listeners that are listening by internet, and those that called in, Father God. We ask that we all would be on one accord as Pastor teaches this word, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You know what they're going through. You know how they're feeling. But your word says, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, be with each and every one. Be with the bereaved families and also those that are going through. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us always to keep you first in our life, that you will guide and direct us through the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us all things. Continue to have your way with our pastor as he teaches the Word. Bless him, Father God. Continue to be with him and his family, Father God, and protecting them from danger seen and unseen. And we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, over those that are listening by internet, and those that also called in, and those that participate. Lord, we give you thanks for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I need to call on Evangelist Renee, give us a sandwich. It's been about a sandwich all week. See if she's available here.
Good afternoon.
Yeah,
good afternoon to all the saints.
Good afternoon.
Thanking the Lord for his traveling mercies, bringing Pastor back home safely, keeping us all from danger seen and unseen.
Yeah.
Just thanking him for all his many blessings. Okay, let's find us a sandwich. Yeah. All right. Can never get too much of the word.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. Ooh. Okay, where's this at? Okay. First piece of bread will be John 13:34 from the New Living Translation. And it reads as follows. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to put Philippians 2:7. I took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human, Philippians 2:7. Inside our sandwich, we're going to put the scripture we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Jesus, just thank him for all his many blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for the sandwich. Thank you, Pastor, for that prayer. And I pray that everyone receives. I did. So if not, I can receive for you, but you have to do it on your own. I can't do that for you. You have to receive on your own. But I received it. That's what I'm trying to say. I received it, Pastor. And I received
Amen.
That word of on that sandwich to Evangelist Renee.
Yeah.
Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we've been talking about we've been talking about knowledge, increasing knowledge, more knowledge, and more knowledge, and you can't get enough of knowledge. But we're not talking about any kind of knowledge. We're talking about revelation knowledge. So hopefully today we're going to make sure everybody understands revelation knowledge comes from one place, and that's from God. And I'm going to show you that on this, in the Word of God. That's the only place revelation knowledge comes from. Now, you can bump up on some things. You can figure out some things. You can come across some things. And you can do some research and get a knowledge of something that's on earth. But we're not talking about earthly knowledge. We're talking about the only thing you get is revelation knowledge from God. It has to come from God, okay? And I'll make my point some other time. And today is Wednesday, so we'll just be teaching on this rest of this week. And if anybody have anything to be thankful for on Thursday, you can. But basically, we're going to be sharing this word because in 1 Peter, actually, in 2 Peter, Pastor did 3, 5, and 6. And I'm going to do 2 Peter 1, 1st chapter, 2nd verse, and 2nd Peter, 1st chapter, 8 verse. How about that one? So this will be one of our two of our foundational scriptures. In 2 Peter 1 and 2, it reads like this: grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus our Master. Amen.
And that 8th verse says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. From the Message Bible, with these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Amen.
And we're going to talk about more knowledge, but know that this knowledge only comes through the grace of God, brothers and sisters. That's how you get it. You get it through the grace of God. And so we're going to use, for instance, Colossians 1 and 2, and maybe 1 and 6. It says this: to the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, which are at Colossian, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And the 6th verse says, which is come unto you as is in all world, and bring forth fruit, as it doeth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, Colossians 1 and 2, together with my friend Timothy, I greet Christians and stalwart followers of Christ who live in Colossae. May everything good from God our Father be yours. And the 6th verse, it's the same all over the world. The message bears fruit and gets larger and stronger, just as it has in you. From the very first day you heard and recognized the truth of what God is doing, you've been hungry for more. Amen.
And let me tell you, for this to happen, for the grace of God to really abound in our lives, you need more knowledge and more knowledge about his grace and more knowledge about his word. So he said, let the word of Christ dwells in you, talking about his spiritual part, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. That would be Colossians 3. And 16.
Okay. And 16. Then the Message Bible. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. Amen.
Now, this knowledge that we're talking about is revelation knowledge. And you have to know it comes through the grace of God. How I know that? If you remember over there in Matthew's, I believe the 6th chapter, where Jesus had called the disciples after leaving Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, who the man said that I, the Son of Man, am? And, of course, you know, matter of fact, I think I'll do one better than that. I think we ought to read it. I want to say this in the 6th chapter. I'm thinking it was the sixth chapter. I don't know why I'm just being led to go to the 6th chapter, which I already know. Not there, but what he said was, it may be Matthew's, is it 8? Is it the 8th chapter? Y'all got to forgive me. I just got out the plane, and about an hour or so ago. And so I'm still a little, Yeah, a little jet lag. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it. A little jet. I want to say, is that in, I'll find it for y'all in a minute. What happens is, I'll just tell you the story, and I'll go find it here in a minute. Jesus has said to the disciples, who do man say that I, the Son of Man, am? He says, some say you're Elijah, some say you John the Baptist, Jeremiah, one of the prophets, you know. That's how they identified him in the flesh. And I wanted you to see this this scripture so you can see. You want to identify with Christ in the spirit. That's the only way you're going to ever get to know him. That's the only way he's going to be able to come to you is in the spirit. And until you make that decision that it's a spiritual thing, you'll never see this stuff. It has to be in the spirit that you see this revelation knowledge. And so I'm going to ask Pastor if she would go with me to the, God, please forgive me. I am.
The 16th chapter, Pastor.
Okay, that's where it's at. Thank you, Pastor. And in the 16th chapter of the book, I did get the book right, did it, Pastor? Matthew's?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
I'm seeing the 6th chapter, and it's the 16th chapter. Okay, praise mm-hmm. the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all know this is the word at noon, and I like to make sure we're hearing the word, what the word say, and not after Jesus had got through telling them about the 11, let's see where it said.
13,
okay.
Is that
okay.
What you want that?
Huh?
Yeah,
the 13th verse. And when Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, and boy, that's a teaching right there. If you know what was going on the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one other prophet. And he said unto them, but okay, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bojona, for flesh and blood have not revealed, underline the word reveal, that's what revelation is, revealed it unto thee, but the Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, to the 19th verse for your hearing.
Amen, amen, praise God. From the Message Bible, when Jesus arrived in the village of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, what are the people saying about who the Son of Man is? They replied, some think he's John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. He pressed them, and how about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter said, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus came back, God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are, really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door. No more barrier between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I want to point out a few things, and maybe we'll get into it tomorrow or the next day, because there's so much here and there's so much to unpack. But I do want to just bring out a few things here. The church was not built on Peter, but it was built on revelation knowledge. That's number one. Please understand that. It was built on revelation knowledge, not on brick, not on mortar, not on clay, not sheetrock, not brick, not mud. But it was built on revelation knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And how I know that? Because the 17th verse says that, Peter, you are blessed. And anyone else that see this, they are blessed. Because flesh and blood can't give you this. Flesh and blood can't make you be part of the church. The only thing that's going to cause you to be part of the church is revelation knowledge. Now, I want to tell you right now, you can confess, you can do all those things, but brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, God has to give you the revelation, knowledge. And Jesus said for himself, he says, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, Peter. That ain't where you got that from. He says, my Father, my father. Y'all need to underline this stuff, man. God himself had to give you this knowledge. You don't get it from God, you ain't got the right knowledge.
Amen. Say that.
Now, how many times folks have told you to join the church, this, that, and the third? Brothers and sisters, you have to be born in the church, and that's part of this revelation you have to get, okay? And Peter answered, he said, thou art the Christ. That was a revelation he got. Everybody else saw him. He was in good company now. Let me be clear. It was good company they identified him with, but it was all flesh.
Amen.
See, for the many miracles he did, that was flesh, brothers and sisters. Yeah, he took bread and made bread. He took fish and made fish, but that was flesh. You could eat all that stuff and still not see who Christ is. Wow.
All right.
People who got healed, they got healed, but they still didn't know who Christ was.
Mm.
What you think about that? Here you get healed, and you still really don't know who Christ is. And that's the same thing today. There's a lot of people know scripture. There's people being healed by God. People being delivered by God and still don't know who God is. You know why? Because they haven't got the revelation. They hadn't got the knowledge to God about who Christ is. I said this in the funeral the other day. Christ is not that man that's sitting around the table with them guys, with the fellas. That ain't Christ. Christ ain't that man who we want to put with a bunch of sheep and, you know, have these sheep walking around him and he buy green pastures. You don't want to know him like that. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:16, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Even though you've known Christ, know him no more after the flesh. Don't know him like that. Don't know him like that. We've gotten that wrong before, brothers and sisters, trying to know Christ on a billboard or on a piece of cloth. And God said, don't know him like that. Know him after the Spirit. You may even have to ask the Lord, Lord, I need to know who you are. Show me. And he's going to show it to you through the Spirit. Now, when you see yourself, you're going to know you're blessed. You're blessed. When you can really see who Christ is. Well, how'd that happen? I'm glad you asked. It happened through the grace of God, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, see, when you talk about virtue, virtue comes from God. That's what grace is. I want you to know about it mixed up here, but do your research. And I'll tell you, you'd be shocked to know that even grace itself came from God so he could do things. You know, I see grace as being over the police. I see grace as being over the court system. I see grace as being something that can make wrong right. You know how we got lawyers in the Supreme Court. How they can rectify things and make what they call wrong right. Well, that's what grace does. Grace can make that thing wrong. It can make it right for you. It's pardoning you. There's mercy there. Grace it assists us. That's what it does. And no, you can't pay for it. You can't work for it. It's the unmerited favor of God for the entire world. Yeah. They couldn't twist God on and make him let Jesus come and die. No, that was not possible.
Yeah. Say that.
Now, there's a lot of definition for grace. But, brother and sister, I'm going to give, hopefully before this week's out, you're going to get a revelated word about grace. See, blessings come with this grace. You cannot have this grace that I'm talking about, this sufficient grace is adequate. You can't have this without mercy. Because that's what propels this grace. It's mercy. This act of kindness comes directly from God.
Thank you.
It's part of your benefit packet. I like to think of it like that. It's part of that benefit packet.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, whatever you need, he says, I got it for you. It's sufficient. I got you. It's that get out of jail card. When really,
you
shouldn't have been there anyway.
All right, say that.
You see, there's a law, and hopefully we'll get into this, but there's a law, and then there's grace. But then you got grace, which is the Spirit of God, which we live by, which is far greater than the law, because if the law says, stop at that stop sign, I don't care about your mama about to die, your children. You got to stop because that's the law. That's what you're living by. So if you get a ticket, you ain't got no complaint. But when you're up under grace and truth, grace says, you know what, just pay attention, look both ways, and keep it going. It allows you. It allows you. And to prove it, when they got an emergency, why don't the fire truck stop for the red light? Why they go through the red light? See, that's how grace works. They can do that because they're in authority. Let me tell you right now, brothers and sisters, grace got you.
Thank you.
So we'll get into it. I want you to know what the grace of God is all about. Paul depended on it so until every time you look around, he wanted other people to have that grace. Well, Peter did too. But Peter said, may it be multiplied. Well, some folks don't want to share nothing. But when you have this true grace, see, everybody haven't had the true grace. Some things just happen to people because you're human. Some things happen to you because you're citizens of the United States. Yeah, you're a citizen of America, and if you're out of work and this, that, and the third, they'll give you food stamps. But if you're not a citizen, they won't do that.
All right. Say that.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, because you operate under God, spirit law, which is greater than the earthly law, the world law, he can make things happen to you that you know it was, you didn't deserve it. You know it was unmerited. You know you didn't have to work for it. So hopefully we'll get into the knowledge and grace for the rest of this week. But when you put them both together, listen, brothers and sisters, when you have that true knowledge of God is just more than kind, he's more than mercy. When you know that what this word grace really relates to, it even relates to benefit, blessing, God sent, manner. Matter of fact, the word grace should just be thrown around to those that are Christian, because those are the ones that are living by God's grace, and they recognize it.
All right. Amen.
Not that the sin man don't, but if he did, he would come on in into the fold, giving his life to the Lord and depend on God's grace. But I thank y'all. Pastor, you have anything you might want to say?
I'm enjoying the word, Pastor, and glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much. Glad to be back, too. I got to tell y'all the truth. Ohio weather wasn't that bad this time. Maybe because they knew I was coming. I don't know. But they had up in the upper 60-degree weather while I was there. First day I got there, it rained a little bit, but yeah, I had some real decent weather. It might even got close to 70 yesterday. But it was nice. And I thank God because I was not ready to deal with no cold weather. Not right now anyway, because it's summertime in Atlanta, so I thought it would be springtime. We're springtime in Atlanta. Let me correct that. So I'm just thinking all the act like everywhere, birds singing, chirping, and flowers blooming. Springtime.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Thank y'all so much again. We'll see you all on tomorrow. For